This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least a dozen people were killed in a helicopter crash just outside Kyiv on Wednesday, including Ukraine's interior minister. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Three children were among the dead, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, calling the crash a terrible tragedy. The pain is unspeakable, he said in a statement. Ukrainian officials said the cause wasn't immediately clear. They made no reference to any Russian attack in the area at the time. National Police Chief Ihor Klimenko confirmed that Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky was killed alongside his first deputy, Yevheny Yanin, and other ministry officials on board. Monastirsky was the most senior Ukrainian official to die since the war began. At least six people were killed on the ground, officials said, including the children.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A study published in the journal Nature shows Greenland is the warmest it's been in more than 1,000 years. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The conclusion comes from ice cores drilled in 2011, which show a sharp spike in temperatures since 1995, 2.7 degrees hotter than Greenland's 20th century average. Scientists say Greenland's warming may have been masked by local weather variability, but it's now become too big to be hidden. The study's lead author calls the jump the clear signature of global warming. And the new data is bad news because Greenland's ice sheet is melting. In 2012, the year after the core was taken, saw a record melt, and the island's ice loss has been on high ever since. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. State Department said Wednesday that two of the people who died in a plane crash Sunday in Nepal were U.S. citizens, while two others were permanent U.S. residents. The Yeti Airlines flight crashed as it approached the Pokhara International Airport in the foothills of the Himalayas, killing all 72 people on board. This is VOA News. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters at a briefing that the U.S.'s thoughts are with the families of those on board. He said the United States stands ready to support Nepal in any way we can at this difficult hour. An investigation into what caused the crash is ongoing, with teams from the plane's manufacturer, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, and the French Air Accidents Investigations Agency all taking part. Searchers found the cockpit voice and flight data recorders a day after the crash. Rome's foreign minister said Wednesday that Italy is prepared to allow more Tunisians to reach its shores legally in exchange for greater efforts to cut irregular migration from its North African neighbor. Antonio Tajani made the comments in the capital, Tunis, on his first visit to the country since a far-right government came to power in Italy in October, vowing to stop the flow of migrants across the Mediterranean. He called irregular immigration a plague for Tunisia, as it is for Italy, adding that both nations wanted to find the right solutions. Police in eastern Congo fired tear gas at demonstrators who were protesting the arrival of foreign troops. Officials say the protest on Wednesday in Goma was not authorized to take place. Authorities later detained some participants, as well as some journalists covering the protest. Leaders of the seven-nation East African community resolved last year to create and deploy a regional force to eastern Congo, where the M23 rebel group has been blamed for growing violence. A one-year-old boy and his mother were killed in a rare polar bear attack in Alaska, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Alaska state troopers say that a 24-year-old woman and her one-year-old son have been identified as the victims of a fatal polar bear attack in an isolated Alaskan native village. Poor weather and a lack of runway lights at a local gravel airstrip prevented troopers and wildlife officials from arriving to the area. Like many far-flung Alaska villages, the small community organizes patrols when the bears are expected in town from July through early November. That makes what happened this week almost unheard of because polar bears are normally far out on the ice in the dead of winter, hunting seals, and not close to villages this time of year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel's Supreme Court has ruled that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu must fire a key ally.